Right, so the Gemara first wanted to say, if you say here a lofka diva dummy, say it can't be Yoshev Butl. So the Gemara asks, let alone something else. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the appearance of a Yoshev Butl. So that he could kind of act like he's not Yoshev Butl. It's the fact that, in fact, the Gavra is being mevatel himself from what the Tzibur is involved in. So therefore it has to be in actuality in terms of his kavanah, in terms of his kavanah salev. That his kavanah salev can't be that he'll be Yoshev Butl. And if he says something else, it's just a ploy that he shouldn't appear like he's a Yoshev Butl. But in terms of his own kavanah, he realizes that he is buckled from that which the Tzibur is doing. So he's not allowed to have that sense that he's Yeshiv Butl. It's not the appearance, it's the reality of the Gavra's mind. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, now let's go for it. So now we have the first pshat is Rashi rejects. Okay, so let's forget about that pshat. So you have two pshat. One pshat is what the Gemara held, that Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. So the Gemara asks, what about Birchas Hamazon? So the Gemara retracts. It's not Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, it's Deraisa. And another pshat held that Krishna's Drabon.
Right.
So the Gemara says... Gemara's question is, Birchas Hamazon is not Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. So Gemara answers, no, Birchas Hamazon is Deraisa. So either it's Deraisa or Birchas Hamazon. I mean, or Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Either or. So the machlokes of the Gemara is it an either or system? Or is it, or the Gemara changed purely to Deraisa? What's the machlokes? In other words, the araisa is kabbalas hamitzvos, because the gaffer is doing it because it's a mitzvah. So it's kabbalas tayyar mitzvos. Drabanan is not kabbalas tayyar mitzvos. Rabbanan is a mishmeres. It's halachic chiyuv, because asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. So the racham machayiv and have a right to make a gzera, make zeros. Okay. But it's not kabbalas l'malcha shemayim. It's not kabbalas l'mitzvahs. Okay. It's not Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Right. You'll tell me, but that's, it's Kabbalah of the mitzvah of Lo Sasur. Right? Yeah, but the answer is that what you're doing is a particular. The Rabbanim made it a particular. Like if you lay the Megillah, it's not Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Right. You have to say, because the Chacham, it's really the mitzvah is Kriyas Megillah, and the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is not one of Tayyag.
You do say Asher Kirshan Mitzvos V'Tivano Amik Megillah.
That's the Gemara Heichon Sivano. Let's not start that.
But you do say that.
Yeah, you do say Heichon Sivano. Yeah, but you can't say. If a person wants to be Megayer, and they say they're Mekabel upon themselves the mitzvahs Megillah, that's not Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because it's not Tayyag. There's a Kabbalah's Tayyag. So that's why the Gemara says the Raisa. So the Gemara is very good. First, the Gemara says Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. So the Gemara says Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. What about Birchas Hamazon? So the Gemara says, no, you don't even need Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim per se. Kabbalah on mitzvahs is enough. And then the Gemara answers, either or, which is also very good now, because we're saying they're both really, in a sense, Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim. One is per se an essential statement of Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim, and the other one is Kabbalah on mitzvahs, Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim, al yedei Kabbalah on mitzvahs. And v'haraya, I'll bring you a nice raya, because Kriya Shema, according to many, is the first two parshas. Right? So first you have Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim, and then you have Vayom Shemayim Tishmol Mitzvosa. So it's Kabbalah on Mitzvos follows right after Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim. So it fits right in. Okay.
I don't understand the principle. How when you do it?
1 second. Okay, so we're doing Tesis is the second question. What's the difference between Ravina and between who? Ravashi?
Rav Chisda.
Okay, the Tesis Dibra Maso Varei Tfila the Davashet Tzibur. So Tesis says, why don't they ask according to Ravina also? Even if you hold here Kedibudami, but why were they machalik between the Rises and the Rabbans? Why are they machalik? So Tesis answers, no, because since you say here Kedibudami, so there's a difference between being Yotzei at the Rice and being Yotzei at the Rabban. They were machayivin to be Yotzei at the Rice, but they weren't machayivin to be Yotzei at the Rabban. It's a different cue. Okay, but according to whom? According to
Rav Chisda,
so there it's a question of Yoshev Batel. So Yoshev Batel shouldn't make any difference between the Rice of Drama. Why? Why? So the Gemara thought because of Al Tifrish Menatzibor, like Aaron said. So if it's because of Al Tifrish Menatzibor, so it doesn't make any difference. Even though tefillah is not a chiyuv deraisa, but certainly it's an entity mitaraisa that the whole tzibur decided to be involved in, and he's yeshiv batel. He doesn't care about the tzibur. So the answer to Gemara is very good. It's only with regard to things that are kabbalas amalchus shemayim. The way we learned is beautiful. You can't be Yoshev Batel vis-a-vis things that are Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. And Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim expands to Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Okay, so that's good. The way we learned comes out perfect.
Okay?
Yes.
Can you say that? You might want to pause the tape before.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to pause the tape, right?
In other words, the reason why Rashi says there are only machayim on the rices is because it's a hard thing. He has to do the Kriya Shema with only being Mahar, he's used to saying it, and he has to control himself during the entire time and restrict himself to hero.
Right.
So that they weren't machayim that to be Matriach Haman and Rabban like that. That's what Rashi means.
Rav had other rayas to that.